This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
We're starting. The recording is recording.
I feel like my face is getting red.
It's okay. It is, we're fine. Red.
Yeah, I was gonna warn you guys earlier that when we started, it was gonna turn red.
It's not actually turning red.
It feels like
your ears
turning
are
red.
Burning hot, though.
Well, that's this.
Ah.
Yeah.
So for anybody who's not aware, the ball bouncing in the background is my dog, Hannah.
They shouldn't hear it.
My name is Jimmy.
I'm Janet.
One M, two I's.
Oh, sorry.
And you're Janet.
With an O.
With an O. And we have Drud in the producer role for, we'll see how long.
Yeah.
Drud was really the one who got the ball rolling on this.
True.
And I have been disappointed so far.
Yeah, I mean, the editing is what's going to really be the test,
I think. They're talking as if
they're the
talent.
The mic, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But I have hope for the next week. So nobody knows what this podcast is.
Yeah, we don't really know either, I think.
No, we don't. We don't even have a name.
True.
We have concepts of a name.
True.
But I think, like, once we publish,
we
choose a name, I doubt that we'll just be able to, like, change the name.
Yeah, I think we need to pick a name.
We need to pick the name. So
yeah.
This is where our producer, Drud's first test is.
Right.
Drud, you're the one who said that our name sucked. Because Janet and I were thinking interesting and unnecessarily complex. And for people who don't know us, Janet is the interesting one.
Correct.
I'm the unnecessarily complex one.
Correct.
And I believe Drud's words were, that is too millennial.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
A, we give a shit.
Oh, God.
And B, we don't. I don't know how many letters are here, but I feel like B, I'm not sure how many people are going to be. That's not great. Oh, Lord.
It's fine.
We're going to need Drud to.
Yeah, it's
provide
fine.
Some technical
I'm holding
support.
My mic now. We're only in audio medium right now. Eventually, we'll be video, so you guys would get to see me struggle with putting my mic back on the table.
And the thing that got me during this exercise is that it kind of felt like a self-enforced error.
No, it was falling off, and I tried to fix it, but I was using the wrong thing to fix it. So, okay, I'm the one who put it on the table in the first place. Yeah, okay, let's go back to the name. I'm so sorry.
Going back to the name. So, Drud, do you have a list of different names for us? Or are you just asking ChatGPT to give you some names right now? So, yeah, we are wholly unprepared. I swear I gave you so many chances. I wasn't explicit with the expectations, but I was hoping that you would catch on. Nobody can hear what you're saying. You don't really get to talk. You like what we said earlier? Interesting and unnecessarily complex?
I think I said, I don't like that at all, or fuck this shit.
I don't like that at all. Fuck this shit. You're talking about earlier today. Okay, sweetie.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay, sweetie.
To be fair, though, that's tonight is the first time we've ever said that to each other. Okay, that has never sweetie. Been a thing before.
Yeah, it's a good idea to like come up with something that we say very often, but like, what do we say very often?
I tell you I don't like the things you're saying a lot.
But you also laugh a lot. So I don't know if that's like super, super
both
accurate.
Things can be true.
That's not a bad point. Okay. So yeah, basically I think like the thing that we might be running into is that the concept of this podcast is just that Janet and I work together like all day, every day, most days, some days.
Most days.
And not all day.
True.
But
work hours.
But we got the banter. We enjoy chit-chatting about mostly nothing. I believe you told me the other day that we're not close, but we do talk.
Okay, that's you're misrepresenting what I said.
I do know that I'm misrepresenting what you said. So go on.
I said that you were not the closest coworker I had.
Yes.
But we had the easiest conversation, probably, of most coworkers that I've ever had.
I feel like easiest wasn't the word. Maybe, like, most...
flowing?
Like, life-giving, memorable.
I've never said the words life-giving ever in my life.
That's just not how I remember it.
Okay. That's your truth, I guess.
So we have Okay, Sweetie, which is cute. It seems like a name that fits within the framework of 2024.
It is surprising that there's not another podcast called Okay, Sweetie.
Not at all.
I think that's like where I'm getting held up. I've also never said sweetie in my life, so
and that's the
weird.
Thing. It's like, I don't mind. Is that a Deathly Hallows shirt?
No, it's not, but it does look like
very
it.
Very close. And like,
I do have a Harry Potter shirt, at least one upstairs.
You do hate trans people, so that makes a lot of sense.
We are worried about being canceled on this podcast, but this has started too early.
Who knew it would be first episode in a row?
I do love Harry Potter, and I'm just going to leave it there.
Give me a Harry Potter accent, please.
Harry.
Oh, that was good.
Right?
Harry. You're a wizard, Harry.
That was horrible. That was
Hagrid, the horrible.
Hagrid does not sound like that.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I don't even know what accent.
What's wrong with it?
It's not. There's not really an accent. You just kind of make
You're
your
a
voice.
Wizard, Harry. I don't, like, does it have, it doesn't have to be deep. You're
no,
a wizard,
it just
Harry.
Isn't very accent-y.
Well...
You're a wizard, Harry.
That was good.
They hated that as good. Soon as it came out of my
Harry.
Mouth. We really got
Harry.
Derailed here.
Harry.
I think before we talk
Once
about the
you
name.
Make
oh,
your
right.
move.
Okay.
I'll move. One, I might. I don't know what it is. Do you know what it is?
What are you talking about?
When I move my knight, blah, blah, blah. When Ron is like sacrificing himself in the
oh yeah yeah yeah
okay are you a philosopher's stone or a sorcerer's stone person?
You know what, I'm trying to think. I have my book framed upstairs because it fell apart, so I framed it, and I
what?
Don't know which
what
version
is
it
Harry
is
Harry Potter to you.
It's important. The fact that it hasn't come up in the past is wild
on
I,
the podcast.
Well, this is the first episode.
Yeah, we've but talked just, about Harry Potter.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go.
It always comes up when we're discussing current events and you're like, you know what? I just can't stand.
I think I'm being misrepresented.
Hopefully people understand that. If people listen to this, hopefully...
They already know who I am. I mean, we're not going to get people who don't know who we are, at least for this episode.
No.
We're not even going to get our producer or our editor, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm concerned that Drudd doesn't actually know how to produce a podcast, which is fine. I think we're all learning on the fly.
Yeah. we have been here for 3 hours trying to figure this out. So,
and Drudd has not been here for the entire time. Drudd showed up late enough that it wasn't even excusable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, this is late.
Yeah, it's true.
This isn't like I left my house at the time that I should have been there.
Correct. Well,
this is like I don't know.
If we believe her story about getting lost, then that's exactly what it was.
I don't know if I believe it.
Honestly, for me to say someone is late, that's huge.
I believe it.
Because I am
conflict averse.
Always, well, that, yes, for sure. And I am always late. On time is early.
So that brings up the question, what is fashionably late?
I don't really I know what that statement means. I disagree with it, though.
Why?
Well, I think it's like performative, right? You're like, I'm fashionably late. I'm like walking into the party so everyone can see me.
What if fashionably late only applies to people who aren't like, oh, I'm like who like bring attention to it? Because I feel like if I showed up to a place late, then like everybody's waiting for me to like show up, and then I come in and then I'm like, look at what I'm wearing. Oh my gosh, it's so nice to it. Like, honestly, it's the Leo side of the mm-hmm. Aquarius that I believe in fashionably late.
I want to know how long it took for you to bring up horoscopes. I want to know like how far in we are
what
to
are
our
we
recording.
At? 10 minutes.
Honestly, pretty impressed.
I resent the characterization of it as horoscopes.
Yeah, I didn't feel good as I said it. It wasn't the right word. Astrology? Is
astrology,
that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got it. I would like to go back. I know we need to decide on a name. Yes. But I also think the context of why we're here would be helpful.
If you have context to share, you go for it.
Maybe we already shared all the context there is.
No, I'm interested.
We work together. We still work together.
Yes.
For now.
Damn.
I promised I would stop saying that, but it hasn't stopped yet. And we talk a lot.
We talk a lot.
Yeah.
And it's generally fun.
Yeah. I would agree.
Sometimes when we're driving, I...
Hannah, Jimmy's dog, just made some noises. Oh, she's going to lay down now. She's so... Oh. Never mind. She changed her mind. Anyways, yeah, we talk a lot. We spend a lot of time together. We've been joking about starting a podcast for months.
Yeah.
We even had some of the people we work with, like as clients. Am I allowed to say that?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I see what you're saying, and so you're from the client side, and I'm like, I feel like people we work with are also like, you should start a podcast.
They've been saying that, but then I feel like it was really reinforced when our clients said that, and they're not an easy group.
No, they're not an easy group, and you are highly influenced by them as well.
Honestly, I just want to be liked.
That's what I was saying.
But the problem is they like you always more than they like me.
That's because I'm a rebel.
Yeah, yeah. I think people like you less. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. We're gonna have to mute.
Okay,
we're gonna
Drudd,
have to beep
we're
that.
At 12:10, and you need to bleep something. So
yeah, we're gonna have to. Sorry,
you don't know
audience.
How to put the podcast together, but you're gonna have to figure out how to bleep something.
Some of the other people we work
are
with.
Are you googling it now? Jesus Christ, this is so fucking stupid.
I would like, because the listeners could not hear what Drud just said and just heard Jimmy say, this is so fucking stupid. It wasn't directed at you, dear listeners. It was directed at the fact that Drud is playing Catan online while she's supposed to be producing. And this is important to note because the three of us play Catan a lot. We might even do a spin-off streaming Catan channel, depending on how this goes.
That would be fun.
It's going bad so far, so
I'm
that
having
might be
a
our
nice
backup.
Time. There was the time where I was asking Drud to be quiet, and they just could not. I don't know what it was.
It got tense.
Like, I don't know if I should ask you to give me a second. No. Okay.
I think Drud needs a mic. Because
this isn't about her.
I do think Drud needs to stop talking.
I don't know. Wait, what?
Because it's
oh, you need to she needs to stop talking.
If people can only hear two-thirds of a conversation, that's annoying.
It's not like she's been contributing a lot.
It's really us.
If anything, it's been more interjection and I don't want to say nuisance, but
so,
I don't know.
I think it's actually us, and we need to stop acknowledging.
We're the talent.
Here.
We're the talent.
It's true. I'm just kidding, Drew.
Yeah. Next
you.
Time you have something to say, you have to wave.
Yeah. But either way, yeah, we're gonna have to bleep some stuff.
Bleep.
We can't say where we work, because that would be weird.
And I have nothing clever to say.
Yeah. Sorry.
What? Okay. You had mentioned, dear listeners. Have you ever seen the YouTube videos where it's like some guy retelling the Harry Potter movies, except, but it's like, dear readers, and Harry said, what the balls? No, you've never seen that? Okay. Well,
should I watch it?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be funny from what you're saying.
That sounded loaded with judgment.
Well, like, sometimes those kinds of channels are like people are taking themselves really seriously and then it's not funny. Well, it might be funny because they're taking themselves seriously, but it's not supposed to be.
The intent is serious.
Oh.
Well, no, not in that way.
Okay.
I don't think. Okay. The intent is to like be funny.
Okay.
And they're taking that seriously.
Oh, okay. I'll take that. I like that.
But it was something that really resonated with me in high school. And every time you know when you like show somebody something and they just like don't get it?
Yeah.
I feel like that's happened more often than not with this. But with someone like literally obsessed
with Harry Potter. Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Wow, people hate this so much.
I think the people you're talking about is you, and I think you're lying.
Oh, I like it.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're just putting up that protective barrier.
Yeah, that's true. I think we should get into some segments because we've obviously talked about our origin stories so much. We've exhausted the subject.
You seem nervous.
Well, obviously. So I guess we could do the name, or you said you were going to bring a segment for us.
No, we can go back to the name. I think name is important.
Let's do the name.
I think like it's important to know that the podcast is really just going to be, oh, Hannah, it's time to brush your teeth. I need to.
You're a good dog dad.
Or I'm too forgetful.
I like never brush
my
teeth.
And I just use the dentist sticks now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But teeth cleaning is kind of scary when it comes to dogs.
Yeah, having the vet have to do
it. Yeah, and like
not
I see like tartar on Hannah's teeth and I'm like, but every time we go to the vet, they're like, her teeth are looking really good. So that's really nice. That's a nice little bit of validation. Okay, before we get into the name, just like the whole podcast, probably just going to be this.
Yeah, that's a fair warning.
And I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we did this.
It's like,
because
you're not
this is how we talk.
Listening to this for anything other
that's
than
true.
Like a couple of pals.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've used that
word.
Wow.
That felt so weird.
Do you want to say...
We've never acknowledged that we're
even friends. Are we just keeping
it
as coworkers?
Yeah, just coworkers.
We're just platonic coworkers.
Well, platonic is definitely true. It was weird that you had to
add it. Platonic is definitely true, but like, I mean in the sense of like, not even...
Just coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where does platonic come from? Like, Don't say Plato.
I was going to say Pluto. Okay, so for our listeners who just had to rip their headphones away from their ears, that's how Jimmy laughs, just as a heads
up.
When
it's real good.
It's good. When it's good, which yeah. makes me feel really good.
Yeah. Well,
my partner's also upstairs, probably thinking something bad has happened. He doesn't know that that's what that sound means.
I've got like a deflated look. I'm just gasping for air.
Also, like, kind of triggering that has happened to my partner before.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, twice.
What? Tell me.
Collapsed.
Okay.
Twice.
For just chilling?
Too little. Many years ago. He did tell me to say nothing bad about him, so I hope this doesn't count as something bad. Many years ago when he was young.
And so like one, just one or both?
Twice.
What happened then?
They just collapsed.
No, I mean like after they collapsed.
They had to inflate them at the hospital.
And so, okay, did you say both? Or just
I think
one?
The same one twice.
Okay, so he was still able to breathe, but it was like really difficult.
Yes.
And it's not like they just like stabbed him with a syringe without
no.
the plunger in it.
No.
I'm so glad I remembered the word plunger.
What were you gonna say instead?
Well, I didn't know if I knew the anatomy of a fuck, I forgot the word now. What
syringe.
Syringe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Going back to what's important. Unless you had something to say.
Nope.
The whole vibe is that think we can just talk for a long time.
We
about
have
nothing.
Proven that.
This is the Seinfeld of podcasts, even though there's lots of those.
I mean, sometimes in our workday, we drive for probably 2 hours a day, which is a long time to be in a car with someone that you're getting paid to spend time with.
Well, I wouldn't have ever phrased it that way.
I know. That's why I said it, because I thought it was kind of funny. but we talk pretty much. Sometimes we yell, sing. Well, you yell, sing.
It's
and
been
I,
fun.
Yeah. But we typically are having fun.
Yeah.
Whether we're singing or talking.
Yeah.
We'll try not to sing.
On the podcast.
Yeah.
But only because of rights and stuff.
Sure. That's the only reason.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like the name doesn't necessarily reflect a theme with the podcast.
True.
So I don't mind the name being like, okay, sweetie.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like me is the problem.
That's fair.
That's my problem.
I can pull on that thread. That's,
yeah.
That's a good problem to have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have okay, sweetie. We have interesting and unnecessarily complex.
But I would like to say how we're going to do the intro, if that's our title.
Because
I think we would say, hi, listeners.
Dear
readers, you are listening to Interesting and Unnecessarily Complex with Jimmy and Janet. And then I would say, I'm interesting. And you would say,
I'm unnecessarily complex.
Perfect. Kind of.
Yeah, I think we could workshop it.
Yeah, but it would be something like that, which I think is cute.
And I can understand, like, the idea that, like, oh, that's too millennial. Because, like,
that is what our producer, Drug, said.
We didn't actually grow up with iPads in our hands. So we, like, sorry, we're still living in the past. My apologies.
We are millennials.
But I think that just, like, rolls off the tongue. It's like, welcome back to Interesting and Unnecessarily Complex. It's hard to say for me sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My we name's Jimmy and I'm unnecessary blah blah blah. See? It's hard.
We did think of a Spanish name. It.
A Spanish name?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What was it?
Because our producer
Tabula Rasa? No, that was not it. What was it? What was it? No, Sobra Mesa.
Sobra
what does
Mesa.
That mean again? Oh,
it's
chatting
like,
at the table. Oh,
yeah.
We're literally around a table.
Yeah.
I just like would not feel comfortable
saying that.
No, not saying it.
No, like, yeah, with that being the name of our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to get Dredd a mic if that's the case.
And we do not want that.
We're really... I think this is how we're talking about Dredd is not reflective about how we actually feel about Dredd, because we like Dredd.
Swear to God.
A lot.
If they came like just an ounce more prepared, I'd be going a lot easier.
Honestly, I feel pretty neutral about it. Because are we really prepared at all?
You're just conflict averse.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Well, yeah.
One thing that is interesting is that, like, the work that we do revolves around relationships.
Yeah.
I would not say that my relationships in my life are perfect. I don't know if you would say the relationship.
Not perfect.
So one thing that we do like is, instead of we listen and we don't judge, we listen and we do judge.
Yes.
And I feel like that could really flow in and out of a lot of the topics that we'll talk about.
There's going to be a lot of judgment in this podcast.
And hopefully that judgment will lead us to some grace building as well.
Enlightenment.
And like, boy, if this doesn't turn into... some kind of group therapy, I'll be sorely disappointed.
Yeah, like, what are we even doing?
I'm ready to bare my soul behind a defense of humor.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I think my own, I like it. I think I was the one that brought it up, which means I like it even more.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know if me breathing through my nose is being picked up by the microphone.
I mean, you have to breathe, so.
I know. I just don't know what is being picked up by the microphone.
It's our first episode.
Inaugural.
So, inaugural, that's the word. So
premiere.
It's going to be interesting.
Pilot.
Okay. I'm over it now. I think we listen and we judge. Might flow a little better.
We listen and we judge. We listen and we do judge.
My only problem with that is that it's very trendy right now, and that trend is going to die probably in the next. Now that we're talking about it and we're millennials,
it's already
probably
dead.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's dead now.
Did we
so.
Kill it? Can we take credit for that?
Once this is posted, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dredd, you got any ideas? Holy. Fucking shit. What the fuck are we? Okay, that's a great start.
Dredd has been keeping track of our podcast names. So I'm going to repeat what she says. Get the fuck out of here. Shut up.
Wait, what?
Well, we were going off like, what do I say to you when you're talking?
Okay.
Yeah. Are we still talking about this? That's cute.
My phone's a little far away. Can we do a quick Google?
Oh, yeah, I can Google it. Okay, keep going, Dredd. Oh, I like that. Oh. This is rock bottom.
I will be, so to put on my Janet hat and poke some holes in some things.
Oh, yep.
This is rock bottom. Could be something that people search.
Mm-hmm. For other reasons.
Are at rock bottom for those other reasons.
But we also...
And I don't think we're going to be helpful.
That's why...
Well, we could be helpful.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. What was the one before? This is rock bottom?
Shut up.
I forgot already.
Oh.
Are we...
Are we still talking about this? Are we okay, everybody? Welcome back to Are We Still Talking About This? The answer is yes.
Oh, the first playlist that came up on Spotify when I typed Are We Still Talking About is Are We Still Talking About Tennis?
Oh.
And
me personally,
the first song is S&M by Rihanna.
What?
Yep. Oh, I wonder if it's to do with that the Zendaya movie.
Oh.
You know, the threesome movie. Challengers.
Did you see Challengers?
I've heard it's good.
But that wasn't an answer.
I have not seen it yet. Okay. But I do want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. I've heard it was really good.
Because was S&M in Challengers? And who knows? Because nobody...
No one saw it.
Have you seen it?
Ooh.
And do you remember...
I think we talked about it. I think we talked about Challengers.
S&M
was S&M in Challengers. Okay.
I may be bad, but I'm perfect.
Are we still talking about this? Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. The Daily Stoic.
Oh.
Okay, no, we're good. I think the Daily Stoic is the podcast name, and just one episode was, why are we still talking about this?
You know, it may be a completely uninformed opinion.
I lied, there is one.
But holy smokes, am I over stoicism.
Okay, I'm going back to this.
Are we still talking about this?
It's a podcast.
I wonder, what's their episode title?
The latest one was Steve Rogers Anxiety ...
Steve Rogers, isn't that Captain America?
I think it's a different Steve Rogers.
Then who cares?
New York-based comedian.
Definitely not.
Fat Mike, The Ruined Orgasm. Michael Bennett, Champion.
Do you ever have to squeeze your dog's anal glands?
I've never done it, but the vet has done it in front of me, and it was bad.
Yeah.
It was the first time Ruth sprained her tail, which was last winter. And the vet wanted to make sure there wasn't other reasons for her tail being so weird.
What? How would anal glands be related
to the
tail?
Well, they just wanted to rule out everything before they start giving her meds, you know?
You have pet insurance?
I don't.
Wow.
We decided against it. Mostly because we think insurance is a scam.
Unless you use it.
Yeah, but you need to pay a lot of money anyways.
We pay at this point, we pay $70-ish.
But even if something happens, you're still going to have to pay money.
Deductible, yeah.
So we just put money aside.
Yeah, that's fair.
When we have money. We haven't put money aside in a while. But we do have an account with money in it.
You seem to be doing well for yourselves.
Well, we're house poor, listeners.
I'm not.
Which sounds really shitty to say out loud. I actually really...
Yeah, oh, I own land.
Really privileged.
Oh,
don't
what
love
am
it.
I going to do with all this money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You should have bought a boat.
You know what I always say is that I would like to be rich enough to have second yacht money.
Second yacht money?
Yeah, that's the level of rich.
Who hurt you to want second?
I just think,
who wants
I think
yacht?
It sounds good. You know, you're not, I'm not saying you have yachts. I'm just saying you have second yacht money. You have bought one yacht. You have the money to buy one yacht.
Yeah.
And now you have the money to buy two yachts, even if you're not actually buying yachts.
I hear Galen Weston.
Now yacht does not sound like a word.
Parks his yacht in Vancouver. And I have
sorry?
Galen Weston.
Okay.
And I have a friend who lives in Vancouver, and they're like, I would throw eggs at his yacht, but they're too expensive.
The yacht or
also,
the eggs?
Have eggs gotten too expensive?
They're four something.
I get
I get the flat,
and it's only $10.
Oh yeah, we should do that. Probably we don't do that.
I have a friend who says, you're rich when you go into the grocery store
and
don't have to worry about a budget or anything.
I've never experienced that.
What's your daily grocery bill? Not daily. I meant monthly.
Probably a lot, but we're not. I feel like right now groceries are very expensive.
Okay.
And I do feel like we're not.
Where did
as...
you get that opinion from?
Just my credit card statement every month. I do feel like we're not as organized as we could be.
Mm.
I go to the grocery store a lot, which I think means I'm spending more money than I should be if I was meal planning. like Dredd, for example, great at meal planning, meal plans all the time. And I feel like that means she's probably spending less money at the grocery store because she's like planning her shit out.
But is she also like really struggling to not like...
Because she's eating the same food?
Yeah.
She usually has good food.
Well, you eat the same good food over and over again and eventually it turns into bad food.
I mean, to be fair, you also meal plan and bring the same three meals every week. So.
Meal plan is an interesting word for it.
You bring the same food for 3 days a week.
Like if the grocery store has different meals for $15.
Sometimes you cook though.
Yeah, I do.
You cook, I feel like, a fair amount.
I cook most of the amount.
Yeah. So it's the same thing.
Turns out buying food, not cheaper than cooking it.
I know. You can trick yourself into thinking that nowadays, that buying food is cheaper. You can convince yourself, but it's a lie.
What do I need in my life to like save $600 on rent? Because my thought is like a roommate.
A roommate.
But like that roommate's not getting out of that situation alive.
Or you're not getting out of that situation alive.
No, I guarantee I'll get out of the situation alive.
Yeah, we did talk about this the other day that
yeah.
I've never lived with a roommate other than my fiance, which doesn't really count.
No.
So, I mean, I lived with kind of a roommate in university, but we had separate bedrooms.
Right.
And I feel like that does not count for a university roommate.
Arguably, most roommates have separate bedrooms.
As I said it, I kind of thought that. But I feel like for a university roommate, that's unique. And we never saw each other. I don't even remember her name.
That sounds ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think I had two roommates, actually.
Wait, what?
Like half the year and half the year.
Oh, okay. Wait, what? They made somebody move?
Well, this is my thing. I don't remember at all, but somehow I think I had two.
So that brings us to our next most popular topic of conversation.
Okay.
Do we have a drinking problem?
Oh, yeah. And by we, Jimmy means me.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a concern I have sometimes about myself.
Yeah.
And for anyone who knows me who's listening, just relax. It's fine. And mostly this stemmed from the fact that I lose my voice a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The year is 2024 and I've lost my voice 10 times.
It's been a lot this year.
Yeah. And it has been more than normal.
You swore it was only once.
Well, in the past.
A year.
It's been once a year.
Yeah.
And usually for like significant amounts of time, like 3 to 4 days.
Do you think you're just having more fun this year?
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, and I did have a lot more events. I had a lot of events this summer.
Oh.
But I also have had other summers where I've had lots of events.
You've also been doing a lot of chatting with certain coworkers.
Yeah, but
because they're pretty fun and fun to talk to. And
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just feel like this year has been weird for losing my voice a lot.
Yeah.
Because and then
you've
I Googled
drunk off your ass.
Yeah, well that's the problem, is it's related to when I drink.
Yeah.
And then when I drink I yell. And I'm a loud talker most of the time. Dredd is laughing at me.
I would love to see you drunk because I feel like you're just like a lovable drunk where you're
I
love you. Yeah. I'm so happy we're having this time together.
I think I am that way.
That's very endearing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's how I am for the most part. So it's related. It happens when I'm drinking. And this is the thing. It doesn't always happen when I'm sick. Actually, rarely when I'm sick. Because it makes sense. Like the last time I lost my voice was what, a month ago? I lost it for 4 days and I was very ill during that time. So that made sense. I like felt shitty one night, woke up the next morning, my throat felt like there was fire in it and I had no voice. So that made a lot of sense. But over the summer and the fall, I lost it many times when I was not sick. I'd been drinking and or yelling. But sometimes only one of them. So it was confusing.
I also feel like you always thought it was like a pain for me when you were sick because I had to work alone.
Yeah.
Wow, what a relief.
Honestly. I feel guilty.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
You're saying it's a relief when I'm not there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Again, people like me more.
They do.
That's not true.
Some of the people we work with like you more and some of them like me more. There's like a certain population.
I'm listening.
Well, I don't want to say too much. The younger populations we work with like you more. Though I do think they like me.
You think the older populations don't like me?
No, I think some of the older populations,
well, the older populations
like the professionals
me.
That we work with, I think they like me more.
Yeah, I don't fuck around.
No.
Yeah.
No. You just don't really care what other people think.
I deeply care what other people think. I also...
Well, okay. You deeply care, but also like kind of don't when we're...
It depends on what we're talking about.
Okay.
If it's like, if it's something like, oh, if it's something related to like my personality or me just like saying something ridiculous or whatever, yeah, I don't really care about that. I care about it in the way that I'm like, you guys should.
I guess I should. You don't care about rules.
Oh.
You know, if I'm
just talking about authority today.
Oh. Because I'm like, oh, this thing is going to happen in 2 minutes. We should probably wrap things up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I don't care. You don't say that.
I don't always understand the signal.
That's fair.
Sometimes I feel like...
I think we're getting clearer with each other.
Like a keep moving kind of thing.
Okay.
Or just like be aware that time is coming to a close.
I can be clearer.
It's fine.
We make it work.
We do make it work. Like, yeah. What is the worst thing that
happens? Or sometimes I think like, oh, we should turn the volume down on this video because it might disturb the other people in the area.
Yeah, pump it.
And you don't care about that.
No.
So that's more what I mean
than
anything else.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think it comes down to my lack of consideration.
For sure.
Which I don't always hate. I think people hate it.
Yeah, but...
And people resent me for it.
For sure.
But it's kind of liberating. And
I would imagine
so. It's not like I'm... Even like with that example of like turning the music up or the video up, I don't actually think it's going to be like super disturbing.
No. Yeah. Interesting. I think I...
Or unnecessarily complex.
I think I'm more like that in my personal life than at work.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I kind of am a rule follower at work.
Yeah. I'm the one who's been fired before. And
correct.
You have not been
never
fired.
Every employer I've ever had loves me. And wants me to still be there.
To be fair, the people that don't love me, there's no love lost.
Yeah.
There's no love lost.
Yeah.
Boy, do I hold a grudge.
That is true. That is true. I have asked Jimmy in the past about if he got fired from our job, would he hate me for still working there?
It's a complicated question.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of hate people who still work where you used to work.
Which is an awkward situation.
But, like, I hate it because I'm like, you guys should be, like, digging for answers. You need to, like, give me some fucking information.
Right.
When, like, they're like, oh, no, guess it's tough.
Well, yeah, it's a balance, you know?
Oh, it's a balance. What a good name for a podcast.
It's a balance.
Okay, it's not that great of a name, okay?
We're still workshopping. Okay, what else? Oh, we derailed. What else do we have after? I don't remember. Shut up.
What?
I didn't like that at all.
Oh, I didn't like that at all.
Because I say that to you quite often.
I didn't like that at all.
Yeah.
Is kind of how I imagine that.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. What else do we have? That's it.
So you really brought nothing.
I like that she had the list.
No, she doesn't have a list. She made a list. She didn't bring a list. We asked for her to bring
to
discuss.
She did tell us that she was keeping track. And some of those I'd forgotten about.
What?
Some of those I'd forgotten that we'd considered. I do like, are we still talking about this? So I'm sad that there's another podcast named that. because I did like that one.
How many episodes do they have?
Good question.
When was the last time they published?
I think we're good. Good question. 2019.
Ooh,
we're in the clear, I think.
It's interesting. I don't know.
Okay, we should. What other podcast platforms are there? Because I'm only looking at Spotify.
I looked at. Oh, my phone's too far away. Never mind.
Okay, I'm going to look at podcasts on Apple Podcast. What was it called?
Are we still talking about this?
Thank you.
Riveting. Riveting content.
Oh, okay. So Dredd is bringing it back to when I mentioned, are we still talking about tennis? And she knows why. Tell us. Are they talking? Oh, one of them says, are we still talking about tennis? Okay. So in Challengers, if you don't want to be spoiled, I've never seen it and I still know this is what it's about. They have a threesome. That's like the whole plot of the movie, I think. Maybe.
I wonder how accurate. Like, I get.
Would Zendaya be mad that
No. I get that that's a reduced. Big part of it. It seemed a little reductive.
It seemed a little reductive. But anyways, apparently when they first have the threesome, one of them says, are we still talking about tennis? And I'm assuming it's in like a seductive way, you know, like, are we still talking about tennis?
I would assume it's not in a seductive way.
Like in a confused way?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to, that's not the vibe I got from the movie, but, okay. So are we still talking about this? Do you want me to tell you the host's names?
Sure.
Jessica Pilot and Adam Kaplan. The little tagline says obsessions, mistakes, entertainment, hosted on Acast. That's all we got. And the last one was in July of 2019.
It's a good, I don't know if it, I don't know if this one feels like me.
Are we? Okay. Okay. I'll take that.
It's an option.
I'll take that.
Can you give us some ChatGPT prompts, please? How did your Catan game go? By she won 12-7.
What
the fuck?
Was it a 10 game? You were playing to 10 points? How did you do that?
Oh,
I don't know if I've ever done that before.
You're all over the place.
Why 12?
I don't
know. I'm so curious because you feel like 10 isn't enough, but you feel or you feel like 15 is too many. Oh, in the lobby, I've never done that.
Remember I was like, oh, we should introduce ourselves or each other with like a fun fact.
And
we
I said,
come up with one.
But you had one about me.
I have one for you. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me.
Maybe we'll save it for next time.
Okay.
Do you want to?
Now I want to know, but it's okay.
It was going to be like, my co-host Janet, who is, I should have scripted something out, but it was revolving around like, who is like one of the most resilient people that I know.
Whoa.
Because they lost 21 games of Catan in a row and just kept coming back for more.
Until yesterday. Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
Or Wednesday? There was a day this week where I lost a couple really badly. And I
was today.
I was, no, not the one today. There was.
You lost some really badly
well,
today.
I lost one. We only played one today. Did we play two today? You're right. I lost poorly twice today. But there was. It was when we were sitting next to each other. So it was at the office.
Okay.
And I was mad. And I usually am pretty chill. I like don't really care.
Surprisingly chill.
Yeah. I'm not like a big win-lose person. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But I like to think I'm a good balance. Because you play games with people who actually don't care. And it sucks.
Because they
just... Okay, Dredd's on the
what
phone.
What the fuck is happening?
Dredd's got a life. We were supposed to be recording this podcast 4 hours ago. So the fact that Dredd has plans and has friends who are calling her, not surprising.
What? How is that better?
Okay, question for you. I could hear a voice.
I'm just wondering like what you feel your role here is.
Sorry, Dredd said that she got a voice.
I thought we made it clear.
We'll see. We're workshopping it. Don't worry about it. We're going to figure it out. What I want to know, Dredd got a voice note. Dredd is Gen Z. For anyone who wasn't clear on that. Sorry to be reductive.
But she,
it's not all Dredd is.
What did you say you watch?
An older
Gen
Z.
Yeah.
And also,
Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Elderly.
Also, like, when I first met Dredd, not what I would have thought. In, like, a good way. I hope.
Okay.
Like, you're...
Let's explore this.
Like, you're very worldly. A worldly human.
Is there a podcast called Tell Me More?
Oh, probably. So my question was going to be,
they were going to be not worldly?
No, I didn't know anything. I thought nothing about Dredd before I met her. I literally considered her not at all because I did not know anything about her. We did start work on the same day, though. So we've known each other longer than we've known you.
Well, I've made a bigger impression, though.
All right.
I am the personality hire.
Okay.
I have to believe that out of all the personality hires that we have, I am the most personality.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put my feet up on my desk way too much.
You do put your feet up on your desk a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think if you've ever been doing it when our managers come in. And if you've abruptly dropped your feet.
Not manager, but I like lean back a lot even when they're there.
I think that's okay. The question for you is, do you use voice notes?
I don't text enough people to use voice notes.
I have never used a voice note in my entire life. And I feel like that's a millennial thing. Really? Not okay. Dredd says not millennial. Really?
Can
I repeat that?
Dredd
says that's a Latina thing.
Latina?
Latino? Latina? What did you say? Latino. Okay. Latinx thing. That's a Latinx thing, which is interesting.
Wow, I can just see your face get super red at the concept of neutral genders.
I just want to be right. All the time. I want to say the
I
right thing.
I can see. You just want to be right.
Stefan was like, should we take that down? We have a conservative like pamphlet on our fridge, and it's because there's a dent under it. And it was the first mail we ever got. Like, they came to the door while we were doing our floors. And then Stefan wanted to cover the dent, so he taped it over the dent. And that's why it's... And he was like, should we take it down
really
when your coworkers...
I that he was a supporter.
I mean...
It might be.
I don't think we should get into this on the podcast. We're not a political podcast.
Okay, where are we? Where are we with this? We haven't even gotten into our topics.
No, and we haven't picked a name. I don't think we're going to...
Tell Me More a podcast.
Oh.
I asked, you were going to Google it, and then you started talking on your phone.
Jesus. Tell Me More.
Tell Me More.
I think... Tell Me Why.
Yeah. Keep that in.
Olivia Molly Rogers. I don't know why I'm promoting someone else's
Let's try
podcast.
To buy it.
Oh, and it's like recent. Oh, do you
name.
Want me to tell you the last episode she posted, which was on Wednesday? A Little More, number 4. So it's a series. The Red Flags of Dating a Con Artist.
Man, life is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man, is life is weird? A podcast?
I don't think we're gonna land on a name tonight. I think it's a goal for next time.
Okay.
I think we should just have it as an in-between goal.
What do I say a lot?
I feel like I should have an answer to this.
Well, you can take your time.
I'm
sitting in their chair, they ponder the question.
I'm really blanking right now.
They say, I'm really blanking right now. Chuckling a little bit.
Mm.
Not taking this seriously at all.
You say, okay, a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
You do say, right, Dredd? Am I correct?
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like you say that a lot. Yes. Yes. We've been confirmed.
In what way? What does it feel like when I say okay?
It's kind of like the same thing when I say... when I say I don't like that or something like that, and you're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Like literally that. This exact context. Okay. I think we should get into our topics.
Okay.
Because I think I'm bored of talking about names, to be honest.
You know the saddest thing?
Okay.
I had such a good topic. Yeah. I have like one topic, and then I came up with another topic when I think I was eating, but I don't remember what prompted it. And I feel like it was such a good topic, and I completely forgot it. So I need to really keep writing things down. Whenever it's like, this would be a good thing for the podcast, I need to.
Yeah, agreed. We do say that a lot. Maybe that's the name. This would be interesting for the podcast.
Okay. I like, okay, maybe then I like, wait, what did you say?
This would be interesting for the podcast.
Oh, I thought you meant like, we do say that a lot would be the title.
Oh, that works.
We do say that a lot.
Yeah.
Because we basically
say the same things over and over again.
Over and over and over.
Which is going to be real interesting for a podcast.
But like, I'm just talking about like, in terms of work-wise.
Yeah.
We basically say the same thing over and over and over.
That's pretty much our job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in, it's like, it doesn't have to be, we do say this a lot, but like, I'm kind of
in that train.
I'm being pulled.
Okay.
In that direction.
We've got a good direction.
What's the,
Brad, are you making notes
like,
right now?
Reiteration or... You fucking liar. Well, you are a liar, yes.
Dred is really wondering why she's here at this point. She's feeling like this is a waste of her evening.
I don't know why you want to be here.
I'm feeling supported.
That's good.
By Dred being here.
Aww. Okay, name. Can you write down, we do say that a lot, in your list of names? Did you?
I believe it. Cool. Okay.
She's going to start typing. Like, idiot.
Okay, what is your topic?
Do you want my topic first? Well, or do you guys want to...
I don't have a topic. Jesus. Well, I have some topics, but they're bad topics.
No, I'm interested.
My topics are...
No, just give me one.
Oh.
Come on.
Well, they're bad, though. They're
like, it doesn't have to be good.
I think you should tell me what you think I should do differently with my house.
You're right. That is a bad topic. Okay, next.
My next
it
one.
It feels very homey.
Well, I figured you guys would have some secret opinions, and I wanted to hear them.
Like, who am I to walk into somebody's new house that they've been in for a couple weeks?
I think
and
it'd be
like,
funny. Okay. So.
Wait, is this the new flooring?
Yeah, this.
Cute. I thought it was going to be more gray.
Oh, no, we intentionally didn't go with gray, because there's a lot of gray in here.
It's more of like a greeny gray.
It does have a green undertone. You don't really notice that during the day, but at night it becomes more obvious.
Yeah.
My other topic was, what are the goals of our podcast? Which is also a bad topic.
I think it's to make episodes. If I'm
topic over,
I would love it if we could like bring some
guests.
Great.
Okay, sorry, not where you were going.
But I like the idea. Some guests would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But like, we do talk about relationships a lot,
mm-hmm.
and just like life in general,
mm-hmm.
and how it's not super easy.
Yep.
And how
a lot of nuance.
So yep. I would love if we could like, that would be cool.
Yep. Agreed.
But I don't know how we do that.
The nuance of relationships,
it's
I feel like, is
like,
an overall good.
It's not like
direction.
I want to come at this and be like, we are experts in relationships,
mm-hmm.
or have to do research, because.
Mm-mm.
Man, the shit that we make, not research heavy.
True.
Vibe space,
but also, what's the word I'm trying to find? It's like backed up through doing it a lot and it working. Like it being interesting to people that we do it with.
Yeah. It's interesting and unnecessarily complex.
Often.
Or necessarily complex.
Yeah, true. Because relationships are complex.
I feel like necessarily complex is easier to say than unnecessary.
Really?
Complex.
Necessarily unnecessary? No, I
because
disagree.
Unnecessary, you're tying those two ends.
True. Necessarily complex, unnecessarily complex. Yeah.
Where ness.
Yeah. Unnecessarily complex, necessarily. I feel like I'd just be saying unnecessarily. Like I would try to say necessarily and say unnecessarily because I feel like that's a more commonly used word.
Well, I believe in your resilience.
Well, we'll see.
And like, who are we if we're not making fools of ourselves
True.
On the podcast by saying it incorrectly?
True. Okay, tell me your topic.
I want to see if Dredd has a topic.
Dredd, do you have a topic?
Jesus Christ.
Oh.
Okay. What is
Ooh.
It?
Ooh.
Okay.
Not. Oh.
Wait, what?
That's right.
Oh, so you don't have any questions. You're just, it's the vibe.
That's the topic.
Okay. The topic is not safe for work questions.
Put it in chat GPT and see what it, GPT? GPT.
One time I said chat PT or chat GT or something like that.
You cut out a whole
really
letter.
Rolled off the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Chat PT. What does the G stand for? GUI?
Probably. It's because we were making jokes about the Rock Bottom podcast title.
Oh.
And it was something about bottoms. And I said, you can't ask that at work.
Wait, what? When did that happen?
Like Wednesday.
Interesting.
It's Friday, by the way.
Show of hands, who's a bottom?
It was something like that. Yeah, it was something like that.
You guys did raise your hands.
Yeah, well, you can't ask that.
We're not getting paid, so this is technically not work.
True, not yet. Manifest it.
That's true. How do people actually make money?
Ads and sponsorships, I think.
I'm so ready to sell my soul.
Me too.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to go into an office.
Can I be super honest for a second?
Ooh, I don't know.
I really have to pee.
I also really have to pee.
Call it. No, we're not calling it. We haven't even talked about a topic. I can't believe you guys didn't bring topics.
I brought
not
topics.
Safe for work questions, not a topic.
I think
you're
it's
just
a topic,
like,
but
you're like, what, we come up with not safe for work questions? Like things you can say to your girlfriend, but you can't say to your boss kind of thing? What are we? Whose line is it anyway? Do you know whose line is it anyway?
I don't even know if I know that. Whose
line
it is?
Whose line is it anyway?
The show? Is it a show?
Yeah.
Have you heard of it before? I don't think I've heard of it.
Okay, well, we'll get into it.
No, but it's just like a
questions you can't ask. Are you having another baby?
Yeah, true. Are you pregnant?
Are you pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
You wanna be?
Yeah, you can't ask that. Let's see.
Uncomfortable dynamics.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's
get face turning. Shit.
Okay, we're at 58 minutes. You need to cut that out. You think about not safe for work questions, and I'm gonna go pee.
Okay, not now I'm alone and this feels weird. Okay, I'm just going to keep talking, I guess, because that's what I'm supposed to do. Okay, I hope Dredd crops that because I said my real name, which...
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Shockingly, Janet with an O, not my real name. But now that I'm saying this, I'm wondering if I shouldn't acknowledge that Janet is not my real name. Either way, though, okay. Not safe for work questions. I feel like... Are you pregnant is a not safe for life question. I don't think it's a not safe for work. I think it's like a, okay. It could. I saw a pregnant woman who was like minorly pregnant asking a very pregnant woman about her pregnancy in public. Something about like, you must be having twins because the other pregnant woman was massive and the other pregnant woman's husband, he was mad. He got really mad, which was fair. Because this other woman had basically called his wife giant. And she was obviously super offended by the question. And I'm going to guess that it was not the first time they'd been asked that question. They just had kind of a bad interaction in the store. And the minorly pregnant woman... you could tell she felt really bad. So emotional consequences. But you're right. No real. Okay. Real consequence. Work questions. Pregnancy off the table. Don't ask that at work. Botox. Do you have Botox? I think in depending on the work dynamic could be fine. Yeah. Is your knob wet? Is it not save for work question. Yeah, we have no hand towels in that bathroom.
Not yet.
Yeah, they're all downstairs. What else? I don't know. Surgeries, I think, are kind of health issues. Could be off the table. Have you ever cheated on someone? Probably off the table. Jimmy is texting, so he's not listening at all right now. What else?
Wait, what?
That they cheated?
I don't
at work?
I don't think that's
someone. Okay. Drudge has told us. We also work with Drudge, if that's not been clear.
I don't think that's something that you can like say in an interview. Like if you're interviewing somebody for a job, be like, hey, have you ever cheated on somebody?
That's what we're saying. You can't ask these questions.
No, but like, I don't think if I'm going to work tomorrow and I ask Drudge if she's ever cheated on somebody, like that's not a not safe.
Well, in our, to be fair, in our office, we talk about lots of things that other people probably don't talk about.
Because we make people feel comfortable and accepted for who they are. Even when they're terrible podcast producers.
Drudge is never coming back. We've lost our producer. I'm really trying to do some damage control.
Not safe for work question. Are you into public humiliation?
God, what a horrible question.
Well, if she was into public humiliation, then this is great. But you can't ask that.
You cannot ask that.
See?
I think like sexual habits in general, not questions you can ask at work.
But didn't this come up because somebody asked if you were a bottom?
You asked.
No.
If people at the
office.
There's
no way. You know, I'm starting to think that my lack of being able to like remember things is going to be a problem for me.
But
do you ever have that thing where you're like, someone's telling you what you said to them and they're like, that doesn't sound like something I would say, but they're like, no, you said it.
Yeah. And then they'll say something else and they'll be like, well, it was in this context. And then I'm like, oh yeah, that's totally something I would say.
I feel like in my head, I have like a perfect memory of lots of things,
really?
Especially like the more recent things.
Interesting.
But when like I don't have a good memory of the recent things, that's when I start to really worry.
That's fair.
Thank you.
Well, I'm potentially an alcoholic, so my memory is obviously
we all have
at risk.
Strategies, don't we?
Yeah. I am now also going to go to the bathroom, so vamp while I'm gone.
So we're going to think about, I should have muted. That's a great idea. We're thinking about not safe for work questions. So some easy ones would be like, hey, can you go into this confined space without confined space training? That's a not safe for work question. In your other jobs, what were like some things that people said that were just like out and just totally wacky? Very interesting. Yeah. Drug habits? Oh, okay. Really getting into it. And what are your drug habits? Yeah. I'm asking you specifically. Pretty sober? You're young, though. Well, are you sober in response to a not sober period, or are you sober in an just like a I like being sober kind of way? Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that's what a fair phase of life to be at. Yeah. What are my drug habits? There's a lot going on. What are you doing? Oh, I see. Okay, Janet's back.
I'm back.
Are we?
One what? There's like two in there. Made myself another drink.
Do we have any other not safe for work questions? Because I think we've tapped. I'm tapped.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
We can move on.
My topic is I hate Christmas music. Like, I hate it.
We were talking about this at the office the other day, but you might not have been there.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Well, no. Like, I did. That was it.
That was it. Okay. So, I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of year. Love it. So into it.
I'm curious.
It makes me so sad that my house is not decorated because we just moved in. Very depressing. But I've discovered that I only like the Christmas music that I have listened to my whole life.
That's what I hate about it.
I've discovered that, like, when I hear Christmas music in a store, I would say 70% of the time I'm like, this is horrible. But then, okay, like, I have Christmas music that I am obsessed with.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the top five?
Reba's Christmas album.
Oh, so, like, are we talking? This is
CDs. We're talking
Mary's
CDs.
Little Boy.
Oh, I have
Mary,
it open.
Did you know?
Yeah. Mary, did you know? Okay.
Could you let Hannah know?
Yes.
She got to pee.
Hold on.
She good at asking to pee. She says, I have to pee. She doesn't know English. I said she doesn't know English. I was just kind of talking to myself.
Okay. I have Mary, a playlist, you know, on my phone of Christmas music because it's the only Christmas music I want to listen to. This is my prayer for you. Banger.
Wait, isn't that just the prayer?
This is, no, I can't sing it. I've lost
it. No, yeah, like... yeah, no, I think I know what you're talking about.
Anyways, yeah. So,
can
Reba.
You Google the lyrics to the Prayer of Dread.
This is my prayer for you. This is the song by Reba.
This is my prayer for
That's
you.
That's not what Reba sounds like.
Okay.
I like Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Or Booble, as we call him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Michael Bublé.
Reba.
Or just Reba.
Yo, did you see the Reba has a show and Barbara Jean is on it, but like not Barbara Jean, they're like different characters.
What?
And Van was a guest star.
What?
And there's like a blooper where he like comes in and he says, oh, I know who you are. Mrs. H, where have you been? That was really
I
nice.
I like that. Yeah. You know what? I might have heard something about that. I don't think I watched the clip, but I do remember
You're
something
pretty
about
tapped
him.
In.
Yeah, I'm so tapped in. Glee's Christmas album. Oh. I like some of it. Okay, our other coworker did not laugh at me like you guys are laughing at me right now. Neil Diamond.
Was it Barbara?
No.
Oh, Cassandra.
Yeah, but why are we not allowed to use our names and we're allowed to use their names?
They're not going to get fired.
True. That's fair. That's true. I have Anne Murray on here, but I don't like all of her music. I don't know why she's on here.
Should we write her a letter?
I think she does a lot of like instrumental stuff, which is nice if that's what you want. Johnny Reed.
Wow. What
Amy Grant.
What a name that I haven't heard for a while. They say that you die twice. Once when you actually die and then the second time when someone says your name for the last time. So
Jesus.
Just in case.
This is the last time.
Just in case. Well, no, we're like carrying on Johnny Reed's legacy. What's that one song that Johnny Reed is super famous for?
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right?
I probably have it on my phone. Let's
I
see.
Feel like the...
I really... what I appreciate about Johnny Reed is that he's really held on to his accent.
He's Irish? Scottish.
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 And I appreciate that a lot because...
You're a wizard, Harry.
Okay. Johnny Reed.
You kind of got some Hagrid hair going on.
Thank you. This is what my hair is naturally.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah. When I shower and basically don't do anything. I mean, like I put some curly stuff
you
in
could,
it.
You could curly girl your way to the top.
I think I still could perfect it a little bit, but it's way better than it used to be.
I see what you mean about like having anxiety when you can't see your dog.
Yeah. I'll go check on her.
Thanks. So that's the Christmas music.
I can see her.
Okay. So you love the Christmas music that you love.
That I love. And then some, every once in a while I hear, like, I feel like when we were at the work event this week, there was Christmas music playing because it was like in the background, I enjoyed it. But every once in a while in a store or something, I'm like, or on the radio. The radio is where they play, I feel like, the worst Christmas music.
The radio is a cursed place.
I listen Not as much as I used to. I'm in an audiobook phase right now.
Okay.
But I have gone through phases where I pretty much only listen to the radio when
I'm
driving.
Are you listening to the Brandon Sanderson book?
I'm finishing the book I'm on right now.
Okay.
And then I will be listening to it.
What's the book called? It has winter in the title, doesn't it?
Wind.
No, there's no way it's Winds of Winter.
No, it's not Winds of Winter. Wind and Truth.
Wind and Truth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just finished book. This is book 5. So I just finished book 4 not that long ago.
Okay.
But I still am going to do like a little read a recap to remind myself of what happened because the books are so long.
Yeah.
Wind and Truth is 62 hours of audio.
Damn.
So
I'm listening to the 4th book, maybe even the 3rd book of The Wheel of Time, and it's like 40 hours.
Yeah. And this is what I've discovered about these kinds of series. The only way I can get through them is by listening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I love an audiobook, but I don't really count it as reading.
I still do.
I think lots of people do.
I count it as a book I've read.
Yeah, and I don't. And I have no judgment for people who do, because I think most people do.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like, the act of reading is something I need to, like, take the time to do instead of, say, watching Netflix.
Mm.
So it does not feel the same when I'm, like, doing it while driving many hours a day.
Yeah.
So, but that's how I've discovered the only way I can get through those kinds of books, those massive books, is by listening. Because I'll read one. If I read it, like, on paper or whatever, how you read a book.
Kindles?
Yeah, on paper.
E-readers?
And then I don't want to read the next one right away because I'm like, I need a breather.
Yep.
But then I forget everything from the first one.
Oh, okay.
Whereas listening, I feel like I can just listen to them one after the other after the other. So that's my strategy.
I've started reading Throne of Glass.
Mm-hmm.
I need to finish the first book in like 3 days.
Why? Library?
It's due in 3 days.
Yeah, you can't renew it.
I haven't been too many people
in line.
Too many people in line, and I just like haven't been progressing through it. I haven't been making it a priority. Oh, happy puppy. Good girl. Hi, you're so sweet. Okay,
what was your, I can't remember what your topic was.
I hate
was.
Christmas music. Is yours on?
Yeah, I just turned it on.
Oh, but like, do you see the pink?
Yeah, there's one.
Oh, okay.
I'm just supposed to get one, right?
Yeah, Christmas music. I just... That was pretty impressive.
Jimmy just threw Hannah's his dog, by the way, into the water dish.
1 hour and 15 minutes in. Multiple references.
Yeah, just in case people didn't know. Let's see if she's going to get it out. This is interesting. At my mom's house, we had to put her dog's water dish on a stool because Elsa, who is one of my heart dogs, she drops her ball in the water dish and then digs it out. It's like an activity she enjoys doing. Like, she does it on purpose. So we had to put the bowl up so she couldn't do that. So now every once in a while she forgets and she drops the ball in and then she can't figure out how to get it out because she doesn't want to stick her face in the water, which is the dilemma that Hannah is currently faced with.
I think this is good enrichment for her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, she got it!
Oh, I love that little puppy so
much. We are going to get video at some point and it will make these things much more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just fucking hate Christmas music. I hate that it, like, hate that you can't get away from it.
Damn.
I hate that it's just all the same shit all the fucking time. I hate that it's not particularly interesting to me. But, like, I think I really am, like, a Grinch to the core. Don't
Do you
get
hate
a lot.
Christmas?
I hate Christmas. I'm just, like, very indifferent to Christmas.
Yes, you hate Christmas. This is
nothing,
what I just heard.
There's nothing about Christmas that really, like, people feel so much when it comes to Christmas, and maybe I have so much pent up that is making me like just cut off all connection to Christmas because I'm like, I hate the way this makes me feel or has made me feel.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I'm not into it. None of this. Someone singing like Joy to the World, shoot me in the face.
Interesting. I feel like you're probably not the only, I don't know about the Christmas music end of that spectrum. But I think the other part of it where you hate Christmas because of your unresolved issues with your family is relatable to many people.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For me, Christmas is just full joy. Full joy.
Christmas
love it.
Christmas comes but once a year.
And that's part of the reason it's full joy.
Like, you, do you go to the zoo lights?
I love zoo lights.
I don't fucking get it, man.
That
it's
is
like
insane.
I go there and it's like kind of crappy.
That is,
to be fair, I've
insane.
Never actually gone to the zoo lights here, but
Kate,
just like
you
seeing
need to
lights,
go here. Have you been to the zoo like here? Seeing... The zoo here is superior to most zoos, and it's known for being superior to most zoos. So zoo
yes,
lights
I've
is...
been to the zoo here.
Drud, have you been to zoo lights?
And Judd
here?
Thinks they suck.
Drud thinks they suck. Here?
I feel like
I'm in a room
where
of
you're
Christmas
from,
haters, and I feel unwelcome.
Christmas is like a little bit nicer. Feliz Navidad.
In what way? Nicer holidays,
Feliz
nicer
Navidad.
Temperature, nicer...
Just vibes.
Vibes?
Feliz Navidad.
What are the vibes?
Oh, what's the word?
Festive vibes? Oh, so I think there's...
Prospero año y felicidad.
I feel like there's Don't festive
tell me that.
Vibes.
I want to wish you...
We said no singing, and I'm so sorry, dear
I
listeners.
I
want to
wish you a Merry
truly
Christmas.
Truly festive. How is that not the same? Have you guys looked
like,
outside of my house?
You know how
there's
like,
Christmas lights in that park.
They look like shit.
I'm so over this conversation right
like,
now.
That what? They
I
put
feel,
four loops of Christmas
well,
lights
fair,
on.
To be fair, some of them are burnt out. It's usually all the trees in that park.
No, it does, that's not what we're... That's not my issue with it. Okay, so mm-hmm. you go I'm downtown back. And like you'll see Christmas lights. Like the trees are like wrapped up.
Yes.
Like full of Christmas lights.
Yeah.
I think this is just like one fucking string around a tree a few times. Bullshit.
Massive pine trees?
I'm not saying they have to be like wrapped up every single branch, but like four lines.
Do you even put Christmas lights on your balcony?
Bro, no.
Then I don't want to
hear
from
you. You think I'm spending money on Christmas lights?
I don't even want to hear from you.
Something's wrong with me.
Something is wrong with you. You know what though? To be fair, a lot of this podcast is going to be figuring out what's wrong with us.
Yo.
As we said,
can you Google
therapy.
Something's wrong with me?
Ooh, I feel like there's a podcast called that.
Something's Wrong With Us.
Something wrong is wrong with us.
What's
Something...
wrong with you? What's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you? That's a good one.
Yeah.
I like What's Wrong With You. Because we're...
Okay.
Okay.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Oh. There's a podcast. There's something seriously wrong with me. But like...
What about There's Something Wrong With Us?
Feliz Navidad.
Mm.
Feliz Navidad.
Hmm. Okay, it's an oversaturated market, is what we're getting. I know you guys didn't hear all of that, but Drud just listed out 10 podcasts with very similar names, so that's off the table. See, it's just neutral to me, but I think you hate yourself right now, as you say.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm having a great time.
Okay, good.
I would never do anything.
How are you going to finish
actively,
that statement?
Yeah, I don't think I've got a
Hannah,
clever
you're
going to
make
response.
That gate fall over. And then you're going to be scared.
Pardon?
Drud wants us to end the podcast.
If only you arrived like 40 minutes before you did.
Okay, Drud, I'm curious what your plans
prepared.
Are for tonight.
Yeah, what are your plans?
Oh, okay.
So
we can keep going.
What's your fucking problem?
No, I'm just kidding. We can end at some point.
Are you losing steam?
I mean, I think
how,
realistically...
On a scale of 0 to 10, how much are you regretting signing up to be the producer?
Ooh, that's a great question. Because I think it's important context that Drud volunteered.
Yeah. And was like the impetus for this actually going forward.
I just wanted it to happen. I mean, Drud is saying that...
Looking forward to it?
She... Final product? Okay, so Drud says that, like, she just wanted this to happen because we have been talking about it for months, which we really appreciate, and she's looking forward to the final product, which is probably why
we're
over-recording, because we're going to have to cut some of this out. The parts where we're having full conversations with Drud.
We'll see. I'm curious to see what gets picked up and what doesn't.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
Who knows what the quality of
I
this is going to be.
I do think you need a mug.
Yeah, you need a mug.
Mike.
Mug.
Mike.
Also a mug.
I think I tried to say Mike and Drud in the same word. Also, we're calling Drud Drud
because
of the internet.
Nice.
I don't know how else to say it.
Classic because of the internet.
Ruse food.
Tasty. We might be getting hungry. Hi. Okay. Well, we have gotten nowhere on the name.
As predicted.
So for this to get published, we'll probably need to figure out a name. So we might do another episode before.
I forgot about that.
Doing that.
I personally still like interesting and unnecessarily complex.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
But, oh yeah. Did we check if it was a podcast? We've brainstormed some good names today, but a lot of them are already versions of podcasts.
Like, interesting and unnecessarily complex just feels right.
It is us, and yeah. It is the first thing we came up with. And we are really millennial.
One of my favorite comments that I ever read was, like, the first idea that you come up with is going to be, like, really simple and easy to implement, and that probably means that it's absolutely garbage.
Interesting.
But that's, like, when you, like, come up with a plan to do something. Hannah, baby.
She's clawing at Rue's food cupboard.
We need food.
I get it. She hungry girl.
I don't know what I was saying.
I see what you're saying.
I think we didn't
doubt our name.
No.
Until Drud doubted our name. Yeah. But her concerns are fair.
Like, sorry, Gen Z. You guys are losers.
Well, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say...
That's what you think.
Well, not even, actually.
Listen,
they're
we've
just
talked
people.
About some Gen Z that you definitely think are losers.
I mean, I think people of all generations are losers, so generally don't love people. Which makes my line of work really interesting, and part of why we're not using our real names, because that kind of statement might not be the most popular.
And why you love Harry Potter so much. Specifically for the author's opinions.
I really hope people know when we're being sarcastic. But either way,
if I've learned anything in my life, it doesn't matter.
We're going to say the same things regardless.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. And I think the concerns for the name are fair.
Yeah.
But I also think they might be pretty accurate as to what's happening here.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a very... I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people are going to like the podcast in general.
Or find it. Discover it.
We're going to have to work on that, I guess.
That's where Drud is going to shine. Yeah.
Discoverability.
Yeah, Drud's got our media on lock.
You've got a network. Mm-hmm.
Look at this little baby.
Hannah's little and sitting on Jimmy's lap. She does have
People
a human face.
People always say that she's got human eyes.
She does have human eyes, and it's kind of scary. Like, cute, but
she can't hold a knife. It's okay.
What? Have we tested it?
Oh, with the mouth.
Well, that too.
No, she can't hold a knife with her paws.
True. Honestly, though, the way this evening went, pretty good. Drud just put her hands together as if Hannah was putting her paws together. Palms in, little toe beans in, holding a knife. Don't know about that one.
I think this was successful.
Yeah, my dog only barked a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is a win for her because she's scared
she's
of life.
Scary baby.
And her level of barking was very low for how scared she can be.
I'm not super scary.
Yeah.
Unless you
but you're tall.
Receive some criticism from me, in which case apparently I'm terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're tall and she doesn't always like tall people.
Yeah, but I'm pretty.
Okay. That helps. And her and Hannah got along well. And Rue loves dogs, but she sometimes loves dogs too much.
Oh, okay.
And Hannah doesn't always love dogs.
No, barely ever.
But they were very neutral to each other, which was exactly what we need.
And like a dog coming into another dog's home, even though it's a new home, not always the smoothest thing.
True. And Rue's pretty chill about that. The only thing she's sometimes bitchy about is her toys. And that was not an issue tonight.
Oh, I didn't realize we were using the bitch word on this podcast.
You're not using it, but I'm using it.
Am I allowed to use it if I only refer to myself and in like a non-gendered way?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this, I mean, success is a strong word, but we did it.
One thing that I'm like super happy about is like I've always wanted somebody in my life to like want to do a podcast with me.
Yeah, I like that.
And so I'm happy that you want to do this podcast.
This has never been a goal of mine.
To do it with me or ever?
Just in general.
Do you ever just grab your dog's tongue when they're licking you? It's awful. I wouldn't recommend
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I hate being licked by
it's
dogs.
It's tough. So Rue, it's so gross. But Rue like, does they not lick love me, it so much.
Which I appreciate because I
they
hate,
need it.
I hate being licked.
They need it.
By all dogs.
That's probably why
including
she
my
likes
dogs.
Your fiance more, hey?
Probably.
Yeah.
I am the spare human for sure.
And you're so controlling.
I am controlling. It's true. We'll talk about that in a later episode because I think at some point we should talk about things we want to work on in our relationships.
We'll talk about that later.
I think we'll talk about that later. Okay, that could work. Yeah.
What about doorknob confessionals?
I did think about a topic being like, what could we get better at in our relationships? But I did feel like that was a little heavy for the first episode.
But I think it's a good one.
Because I think, like you said, relationships is kind of the overarching theme.
Yeah.
Even though it's going to be chaotic.
I'm curious what you have not experienced in your relationships. Or like, what do you look like? Do you have any missing links?
Probably.
In your life when
I
it comes to
relationships. I don't know if that's something we want to get into
I have
right now.
A ton of. I'm like, my whole life is missing links of relationships. So.
Look forward to next week. Next time
like,
on
maybe,
blank.
Like, it'll have to be organic and whatnot, but Hannah's stomach feels a little tense, but that's fine. Yeah. She's also just like
it's been a big night for her.
Yeah.
I think we'll bring up some stuff.
Yeah, why not?
It'll get personal, it'll get weird.
Yeah, I think that's the beautiful thing about it.
Yep. But I guess I was gonna finish my statement with I've never had aspirations to start a podcast.
I did not think that was the asp word that you were going to start with.
But since we have such good banter. I was trying to say it with a British accent because there's a.
Don't they just call it bants now?
No. Oh, maybe. Maybe bants.
Somebody. Okay. So I said the other night, I messaged someone who was like, man, just like, I am watching really good TV is just like such my vibe. Right now, and they're like, what are you watching? Love
Survivor.
Island? And I was like, what the fuck? Who do you like? Not that I like disrespect Love Island at all, but like, that's the
what was the time is the question.
We didn't talk about Survivor at all.
I think that's good though, because it's not a Survivor podcast.
Well,
but we could spend whole episodes talking about Survivor.
I hope so.
I hope so too.
That would be nice, honestly. Okay, with Genevieve being out,
yeah,
I'm nervous that the next
Spoiler
2 hours.
Alert.
Going to be pretty boring.
Oh yeah, because Sam, so boring.
Well,
teeny,
yes, but like the fact that Rachel's here, if Rachel gets to the final three, she wins.
Yeah, it's yeah,
so
it's
like there's
in the
no there's no there's yeah. no drama.
Yeah,
if Sam and Rachel get there, that could be interesting.
Yeah, though if Sam wins, that'll be crazy. Pretty privileged, like, just forcing its way in.
Again, we need hot people.
Yeah.
Don't we? But yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes because they didn't split it up into a two-part finale based on what happens. They split it into a two-part finale because CBS asked them to do that.
Interesting.
Before they even started shooting.
Okay, so it wasn't like, oh my God, we have so much drama and so much content, we need to split it up.
Yeah. And like 2 hours for a final four seems like, I'm curious.
Yeah, because it's usually 2 hours for the entire thing we just watched,
I think
right?
It's been
or
three,
final.
I think it's been 3 hours
for final five,
the final six.
Final six.
Maybe last year was final five, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyways.
Anywho.
Well, don't worry. We'll talk more about Survivor.
I thought Andy was great TV.
Yeah,
that's
I hated
what I watched
him,
Survivor
but...
for. I watched it for like the TV. I know a lot of people who are like who like get really like attached to And maybe I'm attached to Andy. I don't know.
Players.
Yeah. And they're like, I want this person to win. Like, honestly, I just kind of want to be entertained.
Well, that for sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Because it's like sometimes keeping people on who suck are fun. Yeah. They're fun.
But like, there are different strokes for different blokes, aren't there?
That's, we should do a segment on.
That's literally a saying.
That should die. Also, it's different strokes for different folks. I've never heard different strokes for different blokes in my life. I've never heard that in my entire life. Ah. I'm glad that that's not what you've heard before, and it was just a mistake. We'll do a segment on sayings that should die, and that's going to be the top of our list.
Sayings that should die, different strokes for different blokes.
And different strokes for different folks.
Why don't you like different strokes for different folks?
It's just a weird saying.
Did I say folks twice?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
That's it. Bye.
Okay. I was going to say, how do we want to end? But I think that's it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
It'll evolve.
See you next episode.
You damn straight there's going to be a next episode.
Hell yeah.
Should we do like weekly? I think we should do weekly.
I think we can do weekly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't Dreads know if we're going to have country. An editor after this, but.
Dreads fleeing the country after this.
We're going to make it work. We're going to make it work.
Zoom is a thing. Okay.
And scene.